Gee, Dad, where did all these logs come from?
Well, Liz, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine. His name's Smokey the Log.
With a stump for a head and a body made of oak, we will find him in the lumber yard, breathing in the smoke. People stop and listen to hear his monologue, 'cause everybody knows that he's the lumber-loving log. Smokey the Log.
Smokey the Log.
Lightning and a sparking and a barking like a dog.
He can start a fire and it burns into a flame.
And that's why they call him Smokey. Yes, that's how he got his name.
You could take a tip from Smokey.
It's hard to be a tree. Sitting in one place is as boring as can be. But if we chop him up, it's not just good for lumber industry. It's good for poor old Smokey, 'cause that's how we set him free. Smokey the Log.
Smokey the Log.
Lightning and a sparking and a barking like a dog. He can start a fire and it burns into a flame. And that's why they call him Smokey. Yes, that's how he got his name.
You see, every year we cut down thousands and thousands of trees just like Smokey. And we strip them of their bark and put them on trains and ship them across this great country of ours. And we burn those little fellas right here in homes like this one. Say bye, Smokey.
Bye, Smokey.
Bye.
Now the forest is a dangerous and fire-prone place. When a tree burns in the forest, it's a terrible waste. So we strip them and we ship them to gain utility. And then we'll see the potential of what a forest can really be. Smokey the Log.
Smokey the Log.
Lightning and a sparking and a barking like a dog. He can start a fire and it burns into a flame. And that's why they call him Smokey. Yes, that's how he got his name.